And it's another Black and a Half.
We are back.
That's right. I'm Sas Lindenstein.
I'm Manny Martin.
Yeah, and this is Black and a Half, your favorite podcast.
That's right.
We know it. That's why you're listening.
Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah, like again and again and sharing with your friends. And we appreciate that.
Yeah, slowly growing, getting us out of our day jobs.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah, it's hard to believe, like, even think about, like, yeah, we'll be like a national podcast.
Someday.
We'll be a fame, like those guys that are famous do. Okay.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, hire us for radio.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Hey, this is a great episode.
Yes.
We have a musician, Seattle-based musician right now. I guess Seattle-based, right?
Yes.
Nice. Seattle-based musician, Rochelle DeBell.
Yes.
That's right. And she's rocking it here. We talk about, this is a spiritual episode.
This one, we got deep on this.
Yeah, well, I don't know, not spiritual, but we talked about demons.
Yeah, we talked about demons.
Yeah, like demons.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a demonic episode.
It was scary.
Talk about all the weird shit that we saw, like, going up. And
oh man, you're gonna want to listen to this one.
Some of you heard Manny talk about
the premonition
stories
shit,
about
premonition.
This is different.
We get dark with this.
So stay, Stephen Ward, keep listening.
Yes, yes.
You haven't heard this one before.
Oh, dude, aliens and all kind of crazy
shit.
Yeah,
we talked about that. Then we talked about music. We talked about Rochelle's
about
band
music
a little bit.
Yeah, and then we talked about Disney.
Like 80s flashbacks.
Yeah, 80s flashbacks.
But anyway, it's a great episode.
Yes.
You got to check it out. Thank you so much for listening. Today's episode is brought to you by poverty.
Yes.
Poverty. Climbing yourself out, only to fall back in again.
Thanks to
1723.
Thanks to the Republican Party. Yeah.
Thank you. You can see me at the Comedy Underground on April 19th, Wednesday, April 19th. Check that out. Get your tickets at comedyunderground.com.
Yes.
Also,
what's the name of that show?
It's like Dragons and Demons. I forgot the name of the show, you son of a bitch.
That's how important it's going to be,
it's
people.
It's a comedy show with Michael Capolizzo.
You know, you can't even say his name right.
Son of a bitch.
I'm just kidding. No, it's going to be a good show. But if you're not busy doing that, you can come hang out with me and Craig Robinson over at the Parlor.
Same night?
No, this is a few weeks later. I think I'll be with Donnell Rawlings that same weekend.
Well, give me a date.
April 20th through the 22nd, or with me and Kevin Nealon on April 14th and 15th.
Oh. Look at him name drop.
Kevin Nealon?
I'm like...
Yeah. come hang out.
I'm name dropping the guy that we don't remember his last name. And you're dropping the SNL stars. Guy with The Office.
I'll be on stage for like literally 2 minutes. So that'll be it. Whatever.
Big things to Skyline Properties. If you're interested in buying or selling a home, check out SasGetsReal.com to help support this program. And big thanks to all the haters.
Yes.
Big thanks to all the haters for hating us.
Yes.
It fuels me like a dark Jedi.
It really does. Yeah. Yeah. I really feel like a Sith Lord.
And we got a lot of great guests coming. Mind blowing guests coming up.
Yeah.
And so you got to stay tuned. So hit subscribe.
Definitely.
You'll be the first one to know. Our podcast drops earlier than we announce. Usually.
Yes,
so
it really does.
You can get the head start and be the first ones to know. And then
exactly. And we got some big stuff coming up later this year. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Keep your eye out. But here's another fun episode, Rochelle DeBell.
Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by, stand by.
Irritated.
Do you watch The Voice?
No, well, I used to watch. Do you watch The Voice?
I do not.
Okay, I used to watch it, but I don't know. Like, they just change the judges like every.
Okay, have you seen Alicia Keys?
Yeah, I think
you did it when she was.
When she
did
was.
Did you watch it when she was on?
With Miley.
It was Alicia.
Alicia Miley.
Okay.
Blake and.
So watching it this season.
Yeah.
And like, everyone knows what's going to happen with the singers. Like, someone comes out and sings an R&B song.
Right.
And Alicia's like jamming with it.
Right.
And you know they're black. And then. Okay. And then they. Okay. Then they at the end of the. At the end, after Alicia gets them,
uh-huh.
They're talking to them and they're saying, oh, so what made you pick Alicia? And, you know, I really think that she understood me and I feel like she's going to really take me to where I want to go.
Right.
And I want her just to go like, well, she's black.
Right. Yeah, no
and
shit.
She's black and so I picked her because she's black and I'm black. And she sings the same music because we're both black. I just want them to be honest about it.
I like when there's a curveball, though, and then the black person ends up picking, like, Blake or somebody, you know, like right. Some country artist that has nothing to do.
You've got something we're missing.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, boy.
Hey, boy. He shouldn't say boy.
He should never.
That would be hilarious if you said it, though.
Rochelle DeBell, everybody. That's our guest tonight. Rochelle.
Hi.
Welcome to the party.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
I'm so glad we're all healthy enough to do it.
I know.
Future Hall of Famer, musician. Yeah, we've been.
So the last two times.
Podcast in the making.
Yeah, because
first
time
I was sick.
Okay, yeah.
Then you got.
I think I got sick.
Oh,
you had the plague first.
Yes, yeah, I had the plague first. Yeah, it was probably gonorrhea or something like that.
And then you got sick.
Okay.
Yeah,
like,
there's
yeah,
yeah, I think so.
Around.
And then
like different things.
Yeah, and then you tried to. I think you scheduled somebody for us, and then they got sick.
They got their car.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, so that's shitty.
Well, it was a different day. It was all right.
Good. Yeah, it's all right. We're here though.
You know what? Yeah, we make it. We make dreams come true. A black
yes,
and a half.
Yes, very true.
All that's the time. This is my dream.
Yeah. Thank you for.
But I'm actually kind of glad that you weren't able to make it the first time because I've been able to follow you on Facebook.
Oh.
More.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No.
You're like a rock star.
You're like a hardcore.
You're
like,
the truth.
Like yesterday, you said something about you were just like. People do it yourself. You can get your own stuff done. Quit sitting there and talking. And
hell
I'm like,
yeah,
she's like the white
the crowdfunding
exactly
thing. The crowdfunding. Yeah. It's not so much the crowdfunding if there's an exchange of sorts. You know, if you're offering me a pre-release on something or some tickets to a show, awesome. I want to give you my money. I want to support your local art. But just one of those, hey, I want to put out a record. Well, that's awesome. Fabulous. Me too.
Right.
And like a billion other people want to do that also. And
seriously.
They are out there working. Mm-hmm. So how about not?
Kind of like the comedy thing. It's like,
kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm hearing that a lot.
Everybody wants to put out the album, but nobody wants to put in the work. So.
Right. I want
to
do a special. Cool.
Yeah.
You have to work really hard for
exactly.
that. And once you get it, it might not be as fun as you think it is.
Yeah. Did you see Chappelle this year?
Oh,
this week?
I was watching it before I got here.
Oh, God. God, it just makes me feel like, why am I even trying? I don't know if I'll ever reach that status. It's just so easy for him. He just talks.
Did you? I haven't seen it. Did you watch it? Or did you
I watched both of them.
You listen to it?
Okay, well, I listened to. Okay, I was at work and I should have been working, but I like had it in like one ear and I kind of watched it a little bit because there's like free Wi-Fi like that I stream from downstairs.
Did you hear that,
half.
Mr. Williams?
I know, right? Yeah, I don't
at the bank.
At the bank, yeah, don't be dropping my real shit. I'm just like, oh God.
They'll start tweeting at your bank. I'm like, hey, you know Randy Martin steals your Wi-Fi, watch
the videos. It's got to be on somebody's server that I just like stream both of those on Netflix. It was great though. I liked it. Actually, I liked the one in Texas better than I did the one in LA.
I liked this one. I thought it was a very humble and very aged approach to him. A very distinguished version of him. And in his earlier comedy, like some of the people from the same time,
right.
as far as timeline in general, Jim Carrey started with a much more obnoxious character.
Right, yeah.
To come out on the scene and kind of make that splash. And to see Dave Chappelle as a man, as a comedian, instead of performer, as a comedian. It's like, well, here we go. And like him, we were talking about it today, watching it, just the grown adult resolution on stage live, opening yourself up to having to make peace with the fact that some of your heroes are horrible human beings that have done terrible things to
crazy,
people.
Crazy, right?
It's hard. Where do you where do you take that? Like,
yeah, and
wait, did he talk about that?
He did. So, he talked about Cosby.
Talked about Cosby. It's like,
I mean, he's.
I need to watch.
Yeah. Okay. We won't ruin it for you.
We won't. But
yeah. Look,
it's good. I mean, he takes a great spin for it.
He liked it because when I saw a lot of people were talking about that it was anti-trans, the material. That they were really upset about.
Yeah, it does. It seems like. Well, I don't know. I feel like Dave Chappelle's so like he's an adult now, but he's immature still. You know what I mean? So he's just saying shit, just to say shit.
I think he's generally satisfied just to hurt himself.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a comedian. Exactly. He's a masochist the way most performing artists are.
Yeah.
He does touch on some offensive things, yeah. which is a comedian's exactly. job. We walk that line.
Yeah. I think what was interesting, what I was telling somebody was there's sort of a – people don't like to talk about it much, but the – you know, the black community has not been the best toward the LGBTQ.
No, yeah. not at all.
And nobody wants to talk about that.
Well, the black community typically rocks with Jesus.
It's crazy yeah. to
religious
me, though.
Religious influence yeah. on your societal plan kind of shrinks away from your ability to support
everyone, that. Everyone, like, right. it got hushed really quick. Everyone yeah. didn't want to talk about in
I'm talking about Moonlight?
No, in... Yeah.
sorry, I was like
2008. Obama was elected, the highest black turnout for voting.
Yeah.
Also, Prop 8 passed in California, which banned same-sex marriage, and a lot right. of it credited they credit a lot of that to the black and Hispanic vote that never came didn't come out before, but right. came out. And they were like, well, the and these are our values, but that doesn't match my...
Well, the public spend the proposition towards schooling, right. albeit that they had absolutely nothing to do with one another.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They used that as their platform to get the parents on board, you know, and, mm-hmm. yeah, and to support that agenda. And there was a lot of uneducated voters. You have to consider the poverty rate up, to access.
Right.
When I was... I was also in Massachusetts, a very Puritan atmosphere. Yeah.
But it's a big Catholic kind of community, right?
No, Puritan.
Puritan? Okay.
Puritan. Protestant? Like the first Protestant.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, yeah, there's a big Irish Catholic area, yeah. too. But it was not until college that I got open-minded mm-hmm. Because my black side creeped me out about homosexuality, too.
It's like, so wild to me.
I didn't know that until much later that was particular. And then when my brother was coming out, I'm not... getting a good response at home from that.
Right.
That I kind of realized, it was home yeah. that did that.
Mm-hmm. I had to come out for 17 years in my house.
What?
I come from an all-black family. I am the only white child in my family.
Wait, really?
I told my parents, yeah.
How? What? How?
My mother married the man who raised me, my dad, mm-hmm. When I was two. And he had children from a previous marriage, and they had children together.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad is a black man.
Wow.
Okay.
So
you're biologically?
No, obviously not. I'm blending into the wall behind me. No, the man who raised me and my dad, the man who, actually my mom married again and also married another black man. So
wow. Okay.
Both of my dads are black.
Dude, that's awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, but I my two came out dads. At 13.
Like, yeah. You need to do a TV right. show.
It's like the adult
version. Way better. Yeah. I came out to my parents when I was about 13, mm-hmm. and they, of course, gave me the whole, like, you're confused and whatnot. We were members of...
that's what my brother was told.
Like, yeah, well...
My mom told me he's a confused man. I was like, oh, she knows he's gay.
It's so wild.
Well, my mom came to visit last year.
Yeah.
And I had a girlfriend at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And... I got the same spiel that I was like, I'm 30 yeah. years old now. Are we still there?
It blows my mind because it's like, I always look at it this way. Like, it was different for me because I grew up in the Bay Area. And so it was, for me, I think growing up around different people who you knew were gay, it was like you were more accepting of it.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it blows my mind because the black community, for somebody to have been oppressed, it's like, how do you go and oppress another group? You know what I mean? And that always like blew my mind. I was like, why wouldn't you be the champions of somebody who needs your help? You know what I mean? Because if you motherfuckers team up together, you could take down, you know, all kind of hate. But
if all oppressed groups yeah. would come together.
Seriously, right?
That's the thing. We have the numbers.
Yeah, but it's like nobody can get on the same fucking page, and it just blows my mind. It's like, I don't know.
The great hypocrisy of hate.
Yeah, seriously.
Amazing, isn't
they
it?
They turn us on each other.
But I can see it. I mean, it's the psychological, right? You come home. Dad hits you. You go. You
beat
go
up somebody
dog.
At school.
Yeah,
or, you know. Here's
dog eats the cat.
Being in banking, you start to find that socioeconomically, like poor white people and poor black people are on the same like spectrum. But some poor people in like Oklahoma or something, for instance, may want to feel like they're better than somebody, and they're taught that their problems are because of the immigrant coming in and taking their job. So
right.
It's just, it's fucked up times, man. And I don't know. We'll see what happens next. It's
well, hate and ignorance are kind of first cousins or right. siblings almost. Yeah. And having those relative to one another in the same environment.
Right.
It doesn't matter what you're standing for, just that it's not what the person standing next to you is standing for.
Exactly.
It's all about just being heard.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to be heard? What's your cause?
Exactly.
Ultimately boils down to who gave you your cause in those situations, because none of those people really have those causes for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Not if you ask somebody who has some kind of xenophobic or
right
homophobic perspective, it's mm-hmm. not a perspective that they themselves have bred. It's something that was taught to
exactly.
them.
Exactly. It's a learned, yeah.
Because if you actually have had that experience,
mm-hmm.
9 times out of 10, you're going to get somebody who has a very different worldview.
Right. Yeah. Well, one person at a time. We just have to do our part, huh?
Well, so should we pick them out? Pick them out on Facebook. Like, let's fix them.
Let's fix you, buddy. There's
they all need they'll need ancestry.com's testing.
Yeah, to find out.
Did you see that video where they took all the people in Europe?
Mm-hmm.
It took a bunch of people in
Did
Europe.
You see that one?
They interviewed them questions.
Yes.
And then they
in front of
everybody.
Each other.
Yeah, they were like, oh, I don't like
these
people.
Well, first they interviewed everyone privately.
I don't really care for the Germans.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah.
really care for the, yeah.
Yeah.
For Israelis.
That was separately. They did that separately.
I thought
and
it was
then
in
they
front
brought
of.
Them together.
Oh, no, you're right, you're right. Okay.
Then they brought them together for the results.
That's right.
And I think they had to watch each other's the interviews.
Some yeah. of them were related.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
They were all over the world, and they're like, hey, cuz.
Yeah,
wow,
they were like,
did
you know you have a cousin in the room? And they were like, oh, shit.
I think it was like a fourth cousin.
Probably.
7 times.
Erroneous.
Yeah.
Still. But possible. 7 billion people known over here.
Well, actually, have you done the Ancestry thing?
I have not. I really want to because my parents
yeah,
were
I've
dumb
done
and
it.
Didn't tell me.
Okay,
anything.
Let me pull up mine.
You got the list. You got a list of everyone else that's done it that you are related to in a third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh.
Oh, that's insane.
Distant cousin and all these people that I'm like. One, I was like, wait, I know that. I know that last name. I know. I'm like, I don't know who that is, but all these people, I don't know who they are, but we have matching DNA.
Wow.
And it's crazy.
Yeah,
you
mine
did,
was.
You did yours?
I did mine, but I think I did it through some other site. This was Ancestry DNA. Let's see.
Yeah, that's what I did.
That's what you did. Okay, view results.
I wonder if we're related.
We could be. I did mine. Let's see. So I think Ghana was like
Ghana.
One of
awesome.
Them.
Awesome.
I know, right?
Son of a bitch. That's
right?
Where my mother's husband is.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we scam everybody. We got like new scam. We need to get this astronaut out of outer space right now, and our space program doesn't have enough money.
You're like,
so
oh, shit. Okay, we better send this some money.
Right?
We got to help the black man.
Okay, so it says Benin Togo. Don't know where that is. 31%. Cameroon Congo, 11%. Ivory Coast Ghana, that's 8%. Africa Southeastern Bantu, 4%.
Wow.
Senegal, Nigeria, African South.
Wait, so
you're just
wait,
fabulously
you
black.
Yeah, seriously. Oh,
wait,
great. Awesome. Wait, Great Britain, 24%.
Oh wow.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, that's a
Let's
big.
See.
That's
Do you
a big
know where
percentage.
That's from?
No.
You have no idea.
No. My grandpa's half white.
Okay.
So that's a big part of it. But it like.
Wait, but how much is Nigerian?
Nigerian is 4%.
Okay.
So.
Because I'm like 17% Nigerian.
Yeah, there was. I know I had some Jewish in here too. So
I'm so fascinated.
Look
I
out, Hollywood!
Really? Which country is the Jewish one?
Let's see. Where does
it say? It does not say on there. Like, and you?
Oh, Native American, 2%.
You have Native American.
Yep.
Oh.
So let's
not
see.
Enough.
European Jewish, 2%, and Ireland, Scandinavia, Finland, Northwest Russia.
Wow.
Oh shit. Iberian Peninsula.
Some,
I'm oh yeah, I'm a
so
mutt.
So that's the white. That's the white part that they got a bunch of.
Yeah.
Hey, that's I wonder. You know, like you used to have to. You had to prove through documentation that you were so much Native American
to get.
I wonder if there's going to be a point that you can just show like, well, my ancestry test here. It's,
yeah, I mean,
there's an like, app for that.
But you know, I think it has to be significant to get paid out for like.
Yeah.
Okay.
I meant like scholarship wise.
Oh,
something.
Okay. Yeah. I mean. I think we're going to be so watered down in the future. We're all going to look like Silas. And so,
good.
It's a good.
You know
good
what?
Chance.
I can only hope because I have a really hard time on the beach. And it would be great.
It's so crazy. Yeah, my wife has a hard time on the beach. She got like fried. Actually, at my sister's graduation in Berkeley, she was in the sun. All you know, all my family, we're all black. We're just sitting in the sun, just sweating. She's like turns red and is like destroyed.
She wears suntan
like
she completely forgot it because we're
matter.
In Seattle
it
most of the
matter.
Time. Yeah, even if
no,
yeah.
you could put 50.
Exactly.
It just doesn't matter.
Well, it's hard. Like, I have to remember for my daughter's sake, because I know, like, there's stuff that I don't ever do.
Yeah.
That my daughter has to do.
My dad didn't.
Mike was
right.
Like, yeah, I ended up with a sunburn in between my fingers.
Oh, no shit.
I had to walk around like this for 3 days. I remember I was six. I was six. It was a field trip to the zoo, and my mom was like,
right,
honey. She's not like Murray. She's not like Andrea. She needs to wear sunblock if she's going on a field trip. She'll be out in the sun for 8 hours.
Oh.
And I can, oh, so many times as a kid, my sisters are like putting hot compresses on me.
Right.
And, you know, aloe vera.
Right.
just laying there like some fried little sun.
That's what happened to Crystal. She had to put all this aloe on her and shit. And it was like from the actual like plant. And it was like, so bad. So
that my daughter has to, she has to, like, brush her hair every day. Like,
yeah,
I was
yeah.
like, I'm not growing up brushing my hair
every day. Because it was just done.
No, I didn't. I mean, I had some curls until about sixth grade.
Yeah, yeah.
And then someone gave me a buzz cut and they never came back.
Yeah.
So it just kind of goes up. So if I had a pick, I could pick it out, but it'd be like big.
Throwed out, yeah.
But literally, I know I have to get a haircut when I wake up in the morning and it's in a shape. I'm like, oh, I can't get it out. I'm like, oh, time to go. I got to get a haircut and stay it because I'm like, I don't have anything to fix this. Like, I don't know.
Man.
Like, I don't even have a brush anymore.
I've got a daughter and the hair is a – I really want to cut it off.
Right. Just.
But it's not my hair. I have that little hippie piece of me inside that's like, but it's not yours, you know? Like,
tell her she has lice and it has to get cut off.
Right. She's three.
Yeah, sorry, honey, you have lice.
But I...
Is it all the way, like, down to her back?
Or it's halfway down her back. Oh. It's absolutely beautiful. It turns into little drop curls
at
the bottom.
Awesome.
But she had, like, this hidden super dread behind one ear that I just missed, you know? Like, because how many times you really want to fight the kid three, four times a day to brush their damn hair? So I'm just trying to get into a messy bun. Just whatever. Just get them. Car, like, let's just go. And so I guess somehow over a few days I missed this little super dread that started to breed itself behind my daughter's ear, and when I found it she just hated my guts, and I was like, we're just gonna cut this out because you're not gonna be looking. It's only gonna take me like 3 seconds if I just get in there and go, you know?
Right.
But I mean, it happens with
there you
kids.
Go
there's all kinds of weird things,
right? Wait, so where did you grow up?
I grew up in a few places.
Okay.
I have a Navy background in my family.
Okay.
So born in Coronado, Imperial Beach.
Okay.
Was there till about 9, then was in Oceanside around Camp Pendleton until I was about 14. And then went back east.
Okay. So is this where all the sunshine came from, like back east, or was it like getting burned and everything? Or
No, that all happened in, you know, Southern California.
Oh, okay. Man.
It's tough to have that Irish descent and
yeah,
so much,
out there.
You know, 70 year round.
Yeah.
So,
Jesus.
The beach being your backyard is not
ideal. Right. So let me ask you this. So who turned you on to music? Like, what was your...
My dad.
Oh, okay.
And my mother. Both are musicians.
Oh, okay.
What do they play?
My mom is primarily a drummer.
Drummer?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh, shit.
She's a CPA by day. Like, she, I mean, she's awesome. She's
CPA by day, drummer by night.
So, like, Clark Kent, Superman
complex. She was a bank teller when I was a kid and worked her way up throughout my... Because I'm the first baby, so I like to call myself the test baby.
Right.
Like, I'm the one my mom had young, and I got to watch her make all of her awesome mistakes throughout her life. So, we get to be friends now.
That's cool.
So, drummers have a reputation, right, of being a little off sometimes. They're on their own beat.
Like, right, life-wise?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely. My mom's a total weirdo.
Yeah.
My dad, we had a music studio in the house when I was a kid.
Oh, no shit. That's awesome.
My dad was very adamant about having that, despite the fact that it put three girls in one bedroom, but whatever. I'm glad we had it. Let's just leave it at that. But,
all right.
But we learned 3-4-part harmonies so early because there were
cool.
4 girls in the house.
Right.
5 if you include my mother. So it was a very musical house. My dad would give us all parts, and my sisters would hate it because neither one of them were singers.
Right.
I'm the only one out of the 3 older sisters that can dance, which is rad. Thanks.
What? Like, why can't they dance?
They just don't have it.
Yeah. There's just some people.
I know, right?
You can learn it. You can learn
See,
to
but
dance.
But you're no.
not
everybody. Not
everybody.
Not everybody's coordinated. Like, here's the thing. My cousin. You would think, like, you could teach everybody to play football and sort of be coordinated.
No, I can get that.
Well, I mean, like, it's think about it. It's kind of the same learning to run or learning to, like, shimmy. But here's the thing. the same thing I think applies to dancing. It's like you can't teach everybody that. I mean, some people just aren't coordinated. I don't know. Like,
were they black?
They are.
Yeah, some people can't. Not all black people can stay on beat.
You gotta.
And you know what? Not all white people can't dance.
Exactly.
Which is, you know, it's rad because I didn't get the butt. Yeah. They all got the butt. I didn't get the butt. And I will forever be insecure about my butt because I grew up around such bodacious women.
Right.
I have 12 aunts and uncles on my dad's side alone. So.
Wow.
Yeah. And like my Aunt Linda, she has 8 children. So I have over 60 first cousins.
Damn.
Yeah. It's a big family.
That's cool, though.
Well, this is a family reunion. So you always have a couch somewhere.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm like, hey, can I stay with, I got a cousin, Fredina. Can I stay with you?
Oh, no, the names in my family are amazing.
Are they? Okay,
so
wait,
many.
What's the most colorful name that you can think of off the top
the
of
most
head?
Colorful? Oh, yeah. Abdallah.
Abdallah.
I have a cousin Abdallah. Holy Taha. Shit.
Okay.
Taha.
Yeah. Karima.
Damn.
Raja.
I forgot.
Are any of them unemployed right now? Because
I'm sorry?
Are any of unemployed because of the names?
I don't think so.
Good for them.
My Aunt Linda married an Egyptian man.
Oh, okay.
My Uncle Ahmed. So nice. He's got, he wanted to pass that to his children.
Yeah, yeah, dude.
And there's so many.
I want to pass discrimination on my children. I want to make sure you have a tough time getting hired, too.
Well, I mean, come on. What are you going to name him?
No.
Frank?
Yeah, seriously. Fuck all that. Yeah, yeah.
You know, hey, people from Korea come over. They name their kid Jimmy.
Yeah,
like,
true.
They just like, give him, you need an American name. Jimmy, not Jim.
Tracy. Not Hong. Tracy.
David. Very American name.
Yeah, your name is David now, damn it.
I wonder what American names are going to be. Like, yeah. I mean, do you think American names, are they going to
evolve?
Flyover state names, or are they going to be like, you know, because like my name's Silas.
Yeah.
My daughter's Willow. Like with this
man.
I have to ask. Yeah. After the film?
The film?
Willow.
After the Buffy character.
Oh, is that what you...
All right.
That's wow. What, you know what? That's not. I didn't actually.
Anyway.
I would have respected the movie more. Right? All right.
What?
So we're going to... We're here
Do you
now.
Know the character Willow on Buffy? Do you
no.
know the character? Okay,
no.
So don't not... She's a very strong woman, okay? Very strong female.
Fair enough.
My wife actually came up with the suggested the name, and she's like, I know it's a Buffy character,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, I still would like it. And I'm like, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I'm telling everyone that.
Was she a Buffy fan?
Huh?
Was she a Buffy fan?
Gretchen, no.
No, I'm
Is your daughter a Buffy fan?
Not yet.
Are you trying?
She's 10.
Wait, what age can you show that to
her? Buffy? The TV Sarah. Show?
Yeah.
What? How violent
Poor.
Was it?
Like the Sarah Michelle Gellar TV show?
Yeah.
Yes, you can show that to
no,
a
No, I cannot.
Can't you?
I think so. Why wouldn't you be able to?
It's a horror.
Do they
like
stab people? With?
Yeah.
I mean, the,
it's a scary.
The,
it's my, fantasy.
Yeah.
Not censorship.
Exactly. Yeah. God, yeah. How did you grow up?
My brother.
That's why you're the way you are
I
now.
I saw Nightmare on Elm Street when I was 5.
Yeah, same here, right?
I'm and I've turned out okay.
Yeah, we turned out great.
She cannot handle what I could do. I watched when I was a kid. She can't handle that now. Like, she's
Is that why kids
said,
are so
I
weak
can't.
Nowadays? Because it's like
Sometimes
we censor them?
She has, no, she has. She is very empathetic toward movies.
Oh,
and
okay.
She reacts. She saw The Secret of Nim, and the fire in that cartoon freaked her the fuck
no
out.
No joke, though. I got to be on your daughter's side on that one. The Secret of Nim's hardcore.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah,
so like Watership
too.
Down.
She
okay, could
okay.
terrifying.
She wanted all, she wants to sit.
Nicodemus. Oh, God.
We go to the movie theater. She wanted to sit in back as far away from the screen as
yeah,
she
yeah.
could. She wants to.
What movie?
Any movie.
Oh,
she would
okay.
be like, it's too loud, Dad. Too loud. We got to be in back.
Okay.
And then action movies, she couldn't handle it all
okay.
until we saw Star Wars Force Awakens. And then she's like.
She was fine.
Now I want to see everything. Now she wants
to. Oh, okay.
She was still like scared.
Star Trek.
That's yeah, that's wild. Okay, so but it, so she's been that way since she was little, where it's
yeah,
like,
very
okay.
empathetic, and so she just and I have a brother who watched Buffy when
right.
he saw one episode when he was like her age, maybe a little older, and he had nightmares for 3 weeks. So I'm not no, oh. She cannot handle the monsters.
Gotta say,
yeah.
though, I understand. I actually horrible on air. I have night terrors.
Oh, okay,
oh.
And I'm afraid of the dark.
It's so funny.
Well, you said don't give me shit about not watching.
Yeah,
but you know
But I still watch that scary shit.
You know, it, yeah, like it's
a one way. I may
lay in bed for 6 hours afraid to pee, but yeah. I'm gonna watch that shit before I go to bed.
This shit is scary though. I like there is something so like okay, like I don't know if it's just me, but like I used to have like really bad dreams as a kid. Like, I used to have, like, this wolf that would come out of the closet and, like, try to get me. But I remember the scariest one because, like, later when you learn stuff as an adult, you're like, oh, shit, that could have been a fucking demon. Mm-hmm. Just, like, chilling. Like, my dad, like, when I used to have, like, nightmares, he used to come in and just, like, sleep behind me until I went to sleep, right? And literally this I remember one night going to sleep and I thought my dad put his arm around me. And I looked back and it was this all black figure. And I was like, what the fuck? And I screamed and I ran to my parents' room. Crazy. Oh, I know. Yeah. It's creepy, right? Yeah. Yeah. I wonder. So scary to me. But I mean,
would they corroborate this story?
They probably wouldn't remember that, but they would tell you about the wolf. Like, the wolf was fucked up. So, like, the closet, I swear, when I was a kid, was as big as the wall behind you. Uh-huh. And I would get I don't know. I would just kind of be freaking out, like, that it was dark. And then this head would pop out above the closet, and it would be like, oh, no, you've awakened him. And then this huge claw would, like, pull the door open.
Such imagination.
Dude, I don't know what it is about a kid.
Personified the wolf.
Yeah, like, that shit was – and he was, like, probably 7 feet tall, would come at me, and I would just be under the blankets, and he'd be trying to get in. And I was like, oh, fuck, man. And I'd scream and just run. Oh, it was so bad. But I think it was from probably watching all that shit that I shouldn't have.
Most of my fears were all paranormal and religiously invoked.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was raised in a God-fearing house. Right. So everything that's ever come at me from the dark has always been demon-related.
Right.
Otherworldly or some powerful other entity I can't defeat. That's ultimately the thing, is it's a lack of control. You can't see what's there. So,
so you know how, what is the sleep paralysis? Where you can't, have you had that?
No, I'm aware of what it is.
Oh, but so you never had it?
I've never woken up and
couldn't move.
You know what? I think I have had that, but not like long enough for me to register what was going on.
Right.
I think just taking a second to like get up.
Yeah.
I think I thought of it as like, I'm just taking a second to get up.
What about you, Rachel? You ever had it?
Like sleep paralysis? Sleep paralysis? No, I've had an out of body experience.
Ooh, that's even creepier.
I
had one when I was high. It's really odd. Like,
yeah,
like my thoughts were back behind me
at that time in my life. But as far as sleep paralysis.
Sleep paralysis is the craziest shit, because it's like you wake up and you can see everything and you're trying to move, but you can't, right? And so like one night, this was probably like 2 years ago. This is creepy as fuck. So I have two creepy stories. And I feel like, I don't know if I'm like more sensitive to certain things, because like my family, they have like a lot of premonitions and like a lot of all this other shit. But I think it comes from like my great grandparents who lived down south. I think they were into hoodoo. I don't know if you guys know what hoodoo is, but they were big hoodoo people. So maybe it kind of passed on, which is scary. But one night I'm sleeping in bed and I wake up and I kind of feel this thing is like grabbing me, but I can't move. And then, like, all of a sudden, like, I kind of look at my body, but it's like I can see my aura. It was the weirdest shit. And I just turned.
What color was it?
It just turned super white, like, super bright. And then whatever, like, had me just let go. And then I, like, it was, like, weird. I was kind of shining. And then all of a sudden, like, I started to fade back into, like, me. And it was creepy.
It's like Huey Lewis showing up and giving you the power. Right?
This is the power of. Oh, God, it was great, man. I felt like I was in Back to the Future. Now, what you got? But then the other creepy one was I woke up 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, this witching hour, all that shit. I wake up and I hear this laughter outside and it's like, ha 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 ha. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of creepy. And I look at my wife. I was like, she kind of was waking up and I was like, did you hear that? She's like, no, I didn't hear that. Go the fuck back to sleep. I was like, oh, God, why is he so like mad? Right. And I was like, you didn't hear that, that loud ass laugh. She's like, no, I didn't hear that. And then it happened again. She's like, I was like, you didn't hear that. And she was like, no, I didn't hear it. Go the fuck back to sleep. And so anyways, like I like grabbed my Bible and I was just like sitting there and I was so scared, man. I turned on the TV and she was like, I remember being really mad at you at like 3 a.m. and I don't know why. But she also told me about a story where her two friends were in a hotel room 3 a.m. One of them has sleep paralysis, can't move, right? The other one sits up like straight Undertaker style, looks at him, and then goes and locks himself in the bathroom, right? And I told you about this.
Okay,
yeah.
So which one of you is walking me to my car?
I know, right? Yeah, seriously, it's so creepy. And he locked himself in the bathroom, and they wake up in the morning, and he's like, dude, I had the weirdest thing, man. I like couldn't move in my sleep. I saw you get up and go to the bathroom. He was like, yeah, man, I woke up at 3 a.m, and I wanted to murder you. So I went and locked myself in the bathroom because I felt like I was gonna kill you.
Oh my God.
Super creepy, man. So anyways,
my wife, if I ever have to wake her up,
yeah,
like at night, like she is pissed. Like, she's an angry person. Mm-hmm. She's really nice during the day. And it always, what's funny is she's told me in the past, like, oh, honey, like, if you ever need sex, just wake me up and you can have it. And I was like, are you kidding me? You're so angry.
Why didn't you wake me up?
Because
that is a constant phrase in my house. Why didn't you wake me up? Have you woken you up?
Yeah,
that's why.
Oh, my God.
Whatever.
It was great. Yeah. Okay. Seriously. I've told
I'll just go walk around the bathroom.
Have I told you about the spider in my bed?
No.
When I was a kid, I had this. I thought I told this on here.
No, I never heard this.
I remember I woke up.
Okay.
So I was in Brea, California, living there. So I had to be in somewhere between kindergarten and second grade.
Okay, so this is young you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I woke up and I saw this giant tarantula. Ooh. Just like crawling toward me.
Like straight like Harry Potter style.
Big
fucking spider. Yeah.
Like a foot or two.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Big, and it was like crawling.
Like
and
a poodle or
something.
Screaming
like, ah! And my parents were running like, what the? And then I like, you know, I looked and I looked back and it was gone.
Wow.
But
you remember being awake.
I remember being awake and they said, yeah, you were totally awake. I swear I remember them saying that for a split second they thought they saw it.
Wow. I just got chills. Oh.
So then they took me to a friend of theirs who was said that she was a witch.
Yeah, yeah.
And she gave me a bag of rocks.
Yeah.
She said that would I put these under your pillow
mm-hmm.
and you won't have bad dreams anymore. Because I kept having some bad dreams.
Yeah,
and that
yeah.
was like the epiphany of the biggest part of it.
Right.
So I put them under my pillow and then I never had a bad dream again.
No shit.
But,
did you keep the rocks?
Power of suggestion.
Can I have them?
Yeah, no, right?
After this.
I slept with them under my bed for a long time.
Yeah,
a long, long time. But I don't remember. I talked about that. And then here's another vivid. I don't talk about this much because I feel like an idiot.
Yeah.
Like, and it sounds a little crazy.
This is a safe place, man. You can talk about whatever.
I know. You can be an idiot here.
Yeah.
This isn't scary, but like, I have this memory.
Yes.
And I'm trying to figure out if it was a dream.
Mm-hmm.
I remember being on an airplane, flying back. I think it was traveling with my mom
mm-hmm.
From like back east to California. And it was back in time, like somehow we were separated. There was like, she was a few seats away.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I always like wanted to look out
the
aisle
window.
Seats, but I wanted to look out the aisle and I kept looking.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember seeing these lights out there and going, Mom,
oh, like a UFO.
Mom, look.
Oh,
and like then I saw them floating out there and they headed to us. And then I don't remember what happens after that.
Until how long?
Like, I don't remember until later, like, us landing the plane. Like,
my
then
God,
I...
The
that's
truth is
yeah.
And
it
I'm
really
like,
is. He has, like, something
in
his ass right now.
I have a distinct memory of seeing these
those
lights outside the plane and heading toward us. And me saying, hey, Mom, do you see those lights?
Yeah.
Like, and so I don't know if this was,
dude.
Like, a dream that I had that... But I've never had a dream that stayed with me so long.
Yeah,
your
yeah.
mother
vividly.
Does your mother... recall this.
Look, she doesn't recall this incident, but
yeah.
my mother insists that she has been abducted.
My dad.
She thinks other people in my family have. And
wow.
once when I was visiting with my ex, like
mm-hmm.
she said that there was all these. She's like, so what were you guys doing last night? Like what? She's like, were you guys like getting freaky or something? Because said all these lights were coming out of our room that we were staying in. These
wait,
like,
where
red
what?
Lights? Yellow. In
wait,
Boston. What? This was in like.
She said red lights were coming out of your room.
Yes. She said different color lights were coming out of the room. She woke up and saw them.
Get
and I'm like,
the fuck
no,
out.
And I was like, Mom, there's nothing. And then she's like, my brother was in the room. She's like, go in. And told my brother to go out.
Yeah, yeah.
And she started telling us about like, she thought like my brother had been getting visited by and stuff. And I'm listening to her like, this is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
We're insane. And no,
come
nobody
on.
Came.
Yeah.
Nobody came and got us in the lights. But it's weird because I don't remember this one story. I'm like, well, maybe. I don't know, Mom. But,
yeah.
like, she thinks that I maybe escaped it by going to California.
Oh, shit.
But
yeah,
then
yeah.
all these that she thinks she's been getting followed for
a
for
long
years
time
by something.
You know, so the last story I'll tell. My dad swears on this that one night he kind of had sleep paralysis, right? And he couldn't move, and he said he swore to God that he saw like an alien or something walk in,
uh-huh.
and he just like and it reached for him and put its finger in his like belly button, right? And then like he just like he woke up, And he was like, that was the weirdest shit. And then he dug in his belly button, pulled out a piece of silica. Swears on it. I was like, get the fuck out of here. That was, I don't know.
I don't know. My lint, my lint forms silica. Anyway, natural. That makes sense to me. It's like, I'm waiting to find a diamond.
Oh, man.
So before you were...
Yeah, so the musician thing. Yeah. Like, when did, after our weird tangent.
Yeah, where did I grow up? Primarily South San Diego.
Okay. And so what, I don't think you told us what instrument your dad played.
My dad played several instruments.
Okay.
In the studio in our house, we had a bass, we had guitars, we had piano, and then a full recording set up.
And so what did you lean towards?
Actually, I leaned toward woodwinds first.
Okay.
Because my mother had a heavy classical background. Mm-hmm. Primarily because she started her drumming in high school, so she was on the drum line.
Nice.
And a lot of the stuff that you're taught in high school music programs at that time was some of your classics,
okay,
big band stuff. So that was that was something I leaned towards, of course, because I was a Disney kid also. So there was all those sounds, like, oh, mommy, I want to play that. So I started with flute. Mm-hmm. Flute was my first instrument, and several instruments later, I finally decided. Around 19 or 20 that I had something going on vocally,
mm-hmm.
and kind of tried to hone it in. So spent more time on it. I had taken choir and mm-hmm. several classes of that nature throughout grade school and whatnot, but I never really focused or fancied myself a vocalist mm-hmm. until my 20s.
Nice. So then where does the band start falling in?
If we count district symphonies and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I've been in a band setting on stage performing mm-hmm. since I was five.
Okay.
Six.
Nice.
As far as rock and roll band.
So I'm just like, so the current band that you're in is...
I'm in a couple.
Okay.
The Rochelle DeBell and the Jam Fest Miracles group is actually like a blues rock group that's primarily based here.
Okay.
In Seattle, and the Dr. Luna is a metal project, mm-hmm. alternative rock, that was formed in California when I lived there mm-hmm. In my early 20s, and have been through a couple member changes, but for the most part, the band we have, the guitarist is the original guitarist from the very beginning.
Okay.
And we've added another guitarist since then, who actually is my guitar player from Jam Fest.
Okay.
A guy named Lyndon Wood, who's very talented and also has a solo project.
Nice, okay.
He's just an amazing songwriter and a multifaceted musician.
Okay.
And so needing that extra chunk to come back, and Dr. Luna's going to be touring again finally. We had to take about a year and a half off, so mm-hmm. it'll be nice to have a little added oomph with the second guitarist. But my drummer
mm-hmm.
and bass player have been friends of mine for years.
Okay.
So we've stuck it out through some really gnarly tours out there.
That's the thing you always hear is like all these bands breaking up. And, I think with anything, it's tough to have that chemistry like last forever. I wrote this down today because I wanted to ask you if you had to choose three artists. Let's see. Okay, so six total. Three artists living.
Holy crap!
No, yeah, yeah.
Six? Three living,
yeah,
yeah. Three dead.
Three living, right. Three dead. Three
tell
living.
Me
you're yeah,
21
yeah.
Who are
your
biggest influences?
who are your influences?
You're three living, three dead.
Like of all.
All time.
All genres.
All genres.
Oh fuck
yeah,
you!
Yeah, it could be whatever. Yeah.
That's so few to choose from. I pull from so many places.
Yeah. We'll make it tough.
Like largest influences or favorites.
Let's do favorites.
Okay.
Okay.
Favorites. Dead.
Okay.
Layne Staley.
Okay.
Billie Holiday.
Nice.
A big one for me.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Steele.
Okay.
From Type O.
Okay.
I won't go into it because anyone who's going to listen to this who knows me is going to go, oh my God, Rochelle, let it go. So I won't. So let's just move on to living real quick. Which is harder because most of the musicians I love are now dead.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of shit out there right now.
Do I have to pick from the living? Can I just have six dead?
There's some old living people.
I mean,
there are, but the thing is, the older they get, some of them get more crusty and more conservative, and I start to love them less.
Yeah, no,
and
fair.
All the greats died before
Stevie
they
Wonder?
Had a chance.
Yeah,
Stevie Wonder is amazing, but he's, as much as I listened to him, I mean, Philip Bailey, those are the kinds of musicians, the Four Tops. These are the staple.
Britney?
Negative. I will say, absolutely, Living Bonnie Raitt is a huge influence for me. What a player.
Right.
As a musician.
Give them something to talk about.
Hardly. Some of her B-side stuff, like her old Montgomery stuff that she did with like the Blind Boys of Alabama. She was just phenomenal.
My mom used to play... we used to play her all the time, like in the car with a cassette player, like repeating it over.
Yeah, that's so.
Do you still? My mom used to.
So I went to Catholic school for 4 years, and my mom would always like come pick us up. But like after she got a divorce, she like kind of went into like this like weird mode where it was like the independent black woman. This is like Stella Got Her Groove Back time,
right?
Yep. And so she drives up in my aunt's drop top. Playing TLC, Ain't Too Proud to Beg. Yeah, about it. You know, it's a song about dick.
I
ain't too proud. And you know what I mean? And I'm like eight singing that shit in the back, and I don't realize I'm singing a dick song. And I'm like, all right, whatever.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, he's singing dick songs in the back. All right. Kids bop.
Okay, but yeah. Never change. Bonnie Raitt. Never change. Living, that's tough. Bands, I guess, if they don't, if they don't have bands. To be single entity human.
Uh-uh. Mm-hmm.
Smashing Pumpkins is a—I mean, they are the reason great. I became a rock musician ultimately, because the female in that band played bass.
Hell
At the time, I was playing cello.
Okay.
And I fell in love with rock and roll having strings in it. I was just blown away by that. So Smashing Pumpkins for sure, and still living Aretha forever.
Oh, there you go.
Till the day I die. Let's see. Like Gladys Knight.
How's
I can't pick between those two, so you're just going to have to take
the same person. How's the dad feel about being the rock musician?
My dad is a rock and roll guitar player.
Oh, he is.
Is, and he actually, and sorry, Hendrix, he was the best I've ever seen.
Wow.
And it's very unfortunate that my dad's music career did not do as what it could have.
Yeah.
There were some other things that got in the way.
Is that because he had 12 kids?
No, he doesn't have 12. But my dad, and he suffered some major addictions as a man. And
I thought that was supposed to help.
Not all of them were drug induced.
Oh.
But he had some problems, and it really got in the way of his ability to do that. And he went through a real dark and resentful time when I was a younger kid. So watching his music really evolve was something cool to watch, but also a little hard to see, because it definitely sets the tone for what kind of musician I was going to become.
It's like
I definitely play on those somber tones, especially with the blues group. They the content is always about the loss. Or I won't say always, but mostly. I'd say there's some new things happening in my life that have definitely changed some of the keys that I enjoy using a little more lately. Yeah. I'm not so much in the like heroin chic vibe anymore as I am like the I'm kind of twinner pated and feeling shit kind of stuff.
I love watching an artist evolve. You know what I mean? Like this is, I know you guys are going to hate me for this, but like one of my favorite artists is John Mayer. Like, all time. I don't know why. Like, he's a douche.
As an artist, he's amazing.
Fucking
prick.
He really is, yeah. And it's
but
like,
he's great.
Yeah, and so, like, to watch him evolve, like, I love the early stuff. So, like, Room for Squares, and then you get to, like, you know, Clarity, all that other shit, right? And then he went into this country phase where I'm like, this isn't the John Mayer I remember. The kind of bluesy, you know what I mean? And then his new stuff that he just released this year, which is, like, four songs, it's, like, back to the old John Mayer. And I'm like, you know, you wonder what, like, makes you go through these, you know, but I think he was living in Montana or something, so maybe that, you know. But.
Well, Trent Reznor's got his weird compound down in, what is it, like, New Orleans or some shit? Yeah. He just invites epic people to come stay for 6 months at a time and make crazy music in this big, beautiful building.
Damn, that's got to be so cool.
That's all I want. Right? Just give me a cabin.
Hell yeah.
I had an ex. My ex, she had a friend who, he worked at some radio station.
Mm-hmm.
He came over to her house, was looking at all of our CDs.
Mm-hmm.
He started making fun of us because we didn't have a lot of
what he
bands.
Judgment
well,
phase.
No.
What do you listen to?
No, but we didn't have bands. Like, all of our CDs were single artists.
Right.
And he was like, there's no bands. We have bands. Like, there was this thing that he felt like we needed to be listening to bands.
Why aren't you listening to Whitesnake all the time?
And I was like,
GNR
no,
forever.
Got some Tony Braxton in there.
I know, right?
Johnny Gill.
Speaking of the living.
Tony.
Mi amor.
Yeah.
I love her.
What's your favorite Tony Braxton song?
He wasn't man enough for me.
Oh, shit.
What was the, whatever was on Boomerang?
Oh,
you're making me high. Oh, yeah.
My favorite on the Boomerang soundtrack was
my husband loves that.
The
too.
One with a baby face. I'll Give You My Heart.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was a sweet tune.
That was a great soundtrack.
There were some great 90s R&B duets. Everyone can agree.
I even loved, like
Mariah
Johnny,
Carey and Boyz II Men with The One Sweet Day. I'm not even a Christian, and that song emotionally moves me.
Right. I loved Johnny Gill's There You Go. And Here I Come. You remember that one?
Yeah. No,
you don't remember that one?
No.
That was on the Boomerang soundtrack. Yeah. That was good. So
I'm trying to remember because I had it on a cassette.
Mama. Your show looked good tonight.
I just wore
it
right there.
I almost spit water
on
my nose. Totally worth it.
Oh,
there was actually a point that I mostly had soundtracks.
Yeah,
CDs.
Dude. Yeah, there,
right.
was,
well, was there like, was some amazing.
There was some
movies.
Amazing. Yeah,
pop culture was the bomb back then.
You didn't have a. Otherwise, you had to buy an album of one person,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was the only time you could buy a variety of different songs was through because there was otherwise well,
there was
the
really
radio.
Quality music
otherwise,
in the 90s.
The only way
there
you could
was
mix,
a lot of them were the one hits, and the rest of the stuff on the records were
It was kind
of until you got bands like TLC
like,
coming through with an entire record full of number one hits. Mm-hmm.
PM Dawn,
yeah.
Like, that one song, I bought the album, was like,
I like Tony Rich.
Tony Rich.
I really love Tony
like
Rich.
The clown.
Man.
Nobody
like,
knows
sit
it.
Sit up and you leave it.
Funny.
Yeah, boy.
I think there were a lot of people like PM Dawn who had one song that the mainstream would like.
Right.
But the rest of their stuff was really eclectic, artistic,
and
didn't have like a... Most of their fault, you know, the people
right.
who listen to them regularly liked. But the rest of us were like, oh,
do you guys remember?
Not what I signed up for.
Do you remember John B?
I do.
Oh, so so I was always a huge John B fan, like in high school, like that was all my favorite music. And then I met him, super nice guy. Like it's always that like moment where it's like I'm always afraid to meet like my heroes and stars because I'm like they're gonna let me down and be assholes.
Most of which have let me down.
Yeah, you know what I mean. But like,
did you ask him to like, hey, can you come home and just sing while I make love to my wife? I don't want you involved. I just want to live record.
Right. It was so crazy because I was trying to leave because I'd already seen him at the parlor, but they were like, hey man, you know you got it. Can you bring him up on stage? And so I had to be in the green room with him. It was just me and him, and I didn't want to like nerd out. But I was like, I said something to him, and he was like, oh, thanks, brother. He was like, bless you, man. And he was high as shit. And I was like, yo, man, that means a lot to me. You know what I mean? And like, we took a picture, and he was just cool. But I think he was high as shit, too. So, I mean, but we talked about like just having like an interracial relationship because he was into black women. And, you know, like, I date everybody. And so, like, then I married
you.
Used to. You know what I mean? Like, Crystal, I swear to God. My mistress doesn't know
it's
about
not what
this
you think.
So, it was just cool. He was, like, he was just down to earth and super chill, you know. But there's been those moments where it's, like, you worked with an asshole and you're like, eh.
Oh, I booked some R&B or some – actually, I booked some hip-hop when I was living in California. I was working for a venue there in Chico where I settled my roots as a young adult.
Right.
And I had to work with people like E-40 and Too Short.
Oh, shit. Like, I'm a
Coolio
fan.
Coolio was fun. Coolio was fun to work with.
So, okay.
it was interesting.
Like,
he was cool. Too Short.
Too Short.
Can kiss my ass.
Yeah, Too
today.
Short. He seems like a... Like,
I was
I just
pregnant when I had to deal with Too Short, so it was a little rough.
Yeah.
Like,
he seems 8 months. He seems like... Too Short, he always strikes me as just like... Well, of course, his music is just nothing but womanizer type shit. And then, like,
it's Too Short. That's all I remember.
Yeah, I remember my dad's girlfriend bought a CD because she thought he looked good on the cover. She bought Too Short CD.
Was it the one where he's naked with the two ladies?
No, this was the one where he had, like, a suit on and it had, like, Blowjob Betty on it. And I remember, I got a hold of that, like, CD and my dad was like, I don't know if you should be listening to this. And then he was like, I don't give a fuck. Just do what you want.
Just go over to your dad's record collection, pick out Rick James, and be
right?
Like, no.
Yeah.
No.
Exactly. That
okay.
sweet funk
it's
stuff.
Okay. It's okay.
I've been trying. The other night, I played some blue. I put the blues Spotify.
Oh, there you go.
For dinner music.
Yeah.
My daughter's now, she's into the Sing soundtrack.
Dude.
Oh,
you should play
annoying.
Miles Davis for her. That's some.
Oh, no. I go through the blues, and she's hearing some Muddy Waters. And she's
nice.
Like, who is this?
I've been playing a lot of Sam Cooke lately. I don't know. Just like, I'm feeling Sam
don't
lately.
Don't know much about history.
Man,
I love you.
Okay, I know Sam Cooke because of that song in Witness, the movie.
Is that why?
Most of my music is from I heard it in a movie.
Right.
I'm like, oh, that sounds good.
So I want to come back full circle. What's your favorite Disney movie?
Oh, Sleeping Beauty.
Because she said she was a huge Disney fan.
No, I was raised a Disney kid. Okay. I am.
Or do you want to do
by
top three?
Parent in default? Fucked and forced into being a Disney mother. Definitely Sleeping Beauty.
Okay.
My favorite of all time.
Wait, hold on. What's a Disney
mother? Well, she like raises her kid probably on
my
Disney.
Child is obsessed with Disney films because despite...
That doesn't make you a Disney mother.
It kind of does.
Despite me begging my mother, my sister-in-law, I love you, and my other family members to not... indoctrinate my child with their beliefs of what a little girl should enjoy.
Oh,
right.
They have anyway. And now she's obsessed with princess shit and it drives me insane.
I told specifically my family no Barbie, and no American doll. And
go.
So Gretchen's grandmother, rest her soul, got my daughter
an American
doll, but it was like a different brand or
but
something.
It's pretty
but it
much
was
the
that
same
kind of thing.
Thing.
I'm like, I'm not, because I remember like her uncle was talking about the kids like, oh yeah, well you're gonna get an American doll and then you're just gonna be having to buy these things, and I'm like, I'm black, I don't have to
not.
Do shit. I don't have to buy it. No,
I'm not even their targeted demographic.
Exactly, motherfucker.
But he has this idea that like, oh, if your kids really want it, you have to buy it for them. I'm like,
bullshit.
Boy, do you come from a privileged area? Because I'm like, oh yeah, I wanted shit all the time.
Yeah,
that I didn't get. That's still my life.
Did you guys ever have friends that just got everything?
Oh, yeah. I remember that bitch's name.
My best friend,
Corby. I know you're out there somewhere.
My best friend Brent, growing up, his parents were like a lawyer. His mom was a lawyer, and his dad was like some sort of like Boeing type guy. But this is in California, and he like would get a toy every week, and it just got to the point where it was like, damn, they didn't even play with like half of the shit, and you kind of wanted to steal it, but I never wanted to steal anybody's shit because like, you know what I mean? Like,
because you were raised right.
Yeah, because I was raised right. My cousin always stole from me, so I was just like, I don't want to put that on anybody else. You know what I mean? Like. But damn.
I once took somebody's AT-AT. They left
I
it.
Stole a Nano
they left
once.
It.
Did you?
They left it in an alley. They just forgot about it and left it. And we're sitting there, and me and this other kid are like, they fucking just left it. He didn't even remember it.
Wow.
We were talking about it, like,
sit there and justify
we're like,
it. As a
yeah,
kid.
No,
it's okay.
It's always
okay.
That. And we decided, like, okay, I'll take it.
Right.
So I took it in my room and I hid it in there until. My dad had a surprise birthday party for me.
Oh, shit.
And I come in, and one of the first things that kid comes up is like, you have my AT-AT. And I'm like, nope, it's not mine. That was a different one. It looks the same. It's like, how come I've never seen it? I'm like, didn't want to bring it out. My dad
lied,
I guess,
to the end.
My dad, I remember, like, he let me keep it, but he was like, when I brought it in, like, I made like a trial lawyer case on why I should keep it.
Yeah, yeah.
This kid got everything he wants.
Yeah.
He doesn't care about it. He would have left it, you know. Like, I
he
give
didn't
him all
even
these reasons
wait.
On why he should keep it. And my dad's like, fine. And like, he still,
hilarious.
My dad tells me like he still regrets that. Like, that's one of his biggest things.
That's why you're
as
an
a
asshole
father,
today.
He regrets is why that I convinced him why I should keep this other kid's toy.
Hilarious. How old were you at this?
Oh, so I was in first grade.
Okay.
Really?
Wow, that
well
is
done.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's like a Rudy Huxtable right there. Shit.
An evil Rudy Huxtable.
Yeah, no shit. That is wild. What's your favorite Disney movie? Not Star Wars right now. Like, what's your
doesn't count.
Yeah.
Slay as a princess. I really like Princess and the Frog.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
It's the music
the strong women.
Wonderful.
Thanks for being a professional over there.
Yeah, my ex just texted me.
Oh, hilarious.
Figures of all the people.
I'm trying to think what mine
How
is.
How about yours?
I was going to say something fucked up. I was going to call it Bin Laden. But Aladdin is a great movie. I don't know why. Like, for me, that was the one that it was like, oh, you could be poor and still, like, make it in the world. And, like, you know?
Well, and I mean, Mickey and the Beanstalk isn't a classic.
That's true.
It just is one of those that yeah. we watch constantly because my daughter loves the Harp Lady.
Oh, and right.
The music is good. But yeah, yeah. The animation back then was just so much simpler. Mm-hmm. She's really into Snow White.
Oh,
the
okay.
She likes the early animation.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
think the new animation and the combination with Disney and Pixar is a little busy.
Yeah.
And I think kids kind of pick up on that sometimes. Some right. of them.
Did you ever see the early animation with the propaganda?
Like, oh, it's terrible.
It's crazy, isn't it?
It's all over Dumbo. Have you listened to the like, words in Roustabouts?
Oh, my God. Yeah, with the crows and shit.
No, the crows are even worse. But I'm talking about in the beginning, like the stage hands for the carnival.
No, I don't remember.
The song. Oh, we had to look up the words. Oh, I'm just sitting there like, why the fuck am I letting my child watch this? I'm the worst human ever.
Oh, that is the best.
Racist crows.
It is so.
I see no butterfly.
I seen a horse fly. I did a left and I thought I'd cry. Just like, oh.
Surprised they weren't like eating watermelon.
In the new edition.
Yeah. Tell me that man made a vegetable truck. Like, what are you doing to our youth? Like,
wait till they do the live version.
Oh, gosh.
The live version of Dumbo.
Blackface.
Yeah. What do you think of them doing the live? Like turning everything, the animated ones into live.
So like Beauty and the Beast.
It'll be terrible.
So what do you think about Beauty and the Beast?
Beauty and the Beast is getting
like the live action films. See, the thing is, I'm sure they're great movies, and as a separate interpretation mm-hmm. of the film, I'm sure that would be fine. The fact that Disney's backing it and they're trying to do something that was built in fantasy in live action. I don't care about the CGI. That's not why I watch a movie. I watch a movie for the originality.
Yeah.
And this shit's already been done. Seriously. No, and it was done in animation.
It's so crazy.
But it's like doing a cover song.
I don't know, but like with a classic though.
Right, but when I do someone's cover, I do my best to do it my own way instead of the exact same way.
Right.
Well, it's different.
Because Maleficent, that is your movie, right? That's it's Sleeping Beauty.
It's a spinoff. That's a spinoff. And it actually takes. That's it's not like the story Sleeping Beauty was Waltz.
That's true.
So he took the music of Tchaikovsky with this old story. What is it? Right. I think it's Hans Christian. Is it? I don't know.
Yeah.
But incorporating some of the different aspects from the book into that new film with Maleficent, that Maleficent was actually kind of trying to protect Sleeping Beauty.
Right.
And all this other bullshit, which we know is not how the story went because we all saw the movie.
Exactly.
And that bitch was about to kill her.
You saw through the eyes of the victor.
And you will notice in all of the early Snow White films, there are no black.
I know, right?
All those dwarves were
white. Such a peaceful time.
All the witches are white. All the townspeople in Sleeping Beauty, there are no black people in there.
Right. I don't even think there's any black people in Beauty and the Beast, the original one, right?
There are none.
No, they would have.
There are none.
White people would have lost their mind in the theater. Like, you know, it's so crazy,
though. Like, so you'd be mad about a black person in the thing, but you don't mind, like, Belle humping a wolf. You know what I mean? Like,
right. People always forget about the Disney film Song of the South.
Oh, right. Yeah. All kind of crazy shit, man.
There was such controversy.
Yeah, wasn't he like he was a slave?
I just know he was happy.
It's what a Splash Mountain's based on.
Yeah, he was happy in his situation. That's all I know.
On the Country Bears.
Oh, my God.
Because we're running.
Oh, gotcha.
What your current project, I just saw you post that you were probably performing for the last time a set of songs?
I am. Actually, this last run of shows that I just got home from, we continued to play some of the older stuff from the Happy Full Moon record and some of the stuff from the earlier Dr. Luna records that were able to be transcribed to blues because they were all written by me on an acoustic guitar and then transcribed into metal to be put there. So there's a lot of songs just from the earlier aspect of earlier section of my life that I'm not going to be playing anymore. Mm-hmm. At least not for a long while. Right. There's a lot of new material, and I really just have to make space for it. And as much as I'd love to play for 2 hours straight, I just can't.
Right. Because
you're going to get tired of me, and I'm going to get tired of you, too. And so, you know, you really want to cut it down to 45 to an hour. And it also depends on what the venue typically wants to give you. So
is a new, does that mean a new album's coming out?
Then? There is going to be a new record coming out. I'm hoping to have it done by the end of the year because all of us, all the Jamfest Miracles and all of the Luna members all live in different states and different
That's not the Rochelle.
No, Jamfest Miracles are based here, but like I said, my guitar player lives in California.
Okay.
So we are always traveling and always bouncing around, making it work, meeting in the middle. And so we are hoping to get it done. And I mean, guitars are easy to lay down. That'll be the simple part. Drums are up here, bass is up here, I'm up here, mm-hmm. and producers are up here. So the record will start, we'll probably commence recording in about 2 months or so, probably okay. early summer. And I want to take my time with this one because it's going to be a baby for me. And a lot of the new songs reflect a whole new part of my life. I'm currently in remission. I had cancer and had surgery and went through treatment and got an NED diagnosis in January. And it was a major life scare and jolt and completely switched me from Bacon's biggest advocate in the whole world, which don't get me wrong, boo, forever.
Yeah.
I love you.
Oh.
It will forever haunt me that I can't taste that bliss anymore.
But God, I know.
Having to go from that to full high alkaline, just plant-based proteins, vegan living is
that what you're doing now?
Insanity.
See, that's
yes, absolutely, and did extensively until I was able to get a clean bill of health.
Mm-hmm.
So I do cheat, you know, I incorporate a couple things. Yeah. Like I've got vices, and what's the point in living if I'm not gonna?
Exactly.
So, you know, hey, chili cheese Fritos, missed you. You know, stuff like that every once in a while, which is disgusting. I acknowledge now that
they're the best though.
This thing serves no purpose other than to talk to my tongue.
You're
like
right.
Everything it's gonna do inside this microbiome is gonna be destructive on its way down.
That
shit's cool.
Like talk to my tongue.
It literally blows my mind that's all it is.
We just
like,
shove garbage in our machines and then we blame health and science for not working fast enough for
right.
us.
Right.
Because you took years treating your body like a fucking amusement
park. Isn't
it
crazy?
Maybe.
Like, I
ate maybe
so many
that's why I had this argument today. Somebody was up in my shit about holistic care and about how none of these things work. And they're like, the next time somebody wants to tell you to take yoga or exercise or sleep better or eat a better diet or add aromatherapy to your life, then just have the next person next to you tape your mouth shut. And you know, I'm like, really? Because that's interesting. I had cancer and all of the things on this I did, and I don't have cancer anymore.
Right.
So combine that information with that Western medicine you think you know so much about and really attack a disease from all sides.
Thank you.
And learn to educate yourself. Yeah. Be humble enough to know that you don't know shit about most of the things that are happening in your body, which is why you eat such crap.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I mean,
all the time. And I love crap.
Me too.
It's not about not eating it. It's about understanding that if you do it every day, all day, you're going to get sick, you're going to get fat, you're going to get miserable, and you're going to die.
God, I just ran a mile today, man. And just like
you gotta
get it
if you want it.
Seriously.
Your ass is going to hurt no matter what. Do you want it to hurt from sitting in the same place all the time?
Seriously.
Or do you want it to hurt from working it?
Oh.
Like, don't even start talking about your weight problems.
I'm
you
I don't have weight problems.
You see me naked, motherfucker. I'm saying.
This motherfucker is always like, oh, I'm exploding in my
whatever.
Clothes. And he's like, oh, I've got
to. I need to lose 20.
For what?
Knock you
they said that. I swear to God. So
who,
like every
they?
The bank. So they say
the bank.
Right. Every year they have us do a health assessment. They do. They have us do a health assessment, and they're like, "Oh, you're overweight.
You can't make that money."
Yeah,
looking
seriously.
Like that.
They're like, "If you want us to cover you, you got to drop."
Shut
this.
Up.
Well, I mean, they cover you anyways, but they're like, "You got to drop
like Trump's
this
America, man.
BMI, man. Your body mass index." They're like, "Okay, you're only 6 foot, but you need to like drop down to this weight if you're going to be 6 foot."
But that's not taken into account muscle. Like if you have
there's
extra
no muscle,
muscle
on this.
They want you to, but they legally cannot force you
they can't
to do
force
fuck
you
all
to.
With your body.
Right, but here's the
they
thing.
They carry you because you are an employee.
Right,
and they cannot remove your coverage based on your health.
True, but I just want to be healthy for me. You know what I mean? Like,
you are healthy.
Like
I can see your pecs from here.
Well, you know, these are...
Your muscles
I don't
and
know
your
if
arms
real.
Are protruding when you slightly move yourself. So,
right.
So shut the fuck up.
You know what, though? Like, we talked about this.
Talk about
okay, whatever. Whatever.
I am 9 days without soda.
I'm proud of you.
When you are 9 days without, that's when you know you have a problem. When I even have to say that.
You know what though? I'm
like,
proud of you.
My husband is 4 days without cigarettes.
Fuck yeah.
After 25 years.
Wow. Good for him.
Has he tried hypnosis?
He's tried.
Yeah, like
no,
you should talk
he
to
has
Jim
not.
Listen to our previous
guest. Actually, have you seen Get Out? You seen the movie Get Out?
Yeah. I haven't yet. I'm so afraid
okay,
to watch it. Everyone tells me when
not,
they go,
no,
the theaters are full of white
just
people, and it scares me.
Okay, I'm not ruining it.
Don't say anything.
Because you said something that...
Oh, God, whatever.
When I watched it, I was like, that motherfucker.
Oh shit! Did I ruin it? Oh, I'm
not
so
ruin
sorry.
It, ruin it. But I'm like, oh, now I know what to watch.
La, la, la. Oh, no, man. I want
to see it. Last week at a or this episode that dropped. Well,
yesterday.
Today.
Well, yeah, or a few
depends
weeks
you're
ago.
The Hypnotist. Yes, I saw the ad for it.
Yeah.
He's really good. He helped me at the time, and then I stopped doing it because I had a child.
Yeah.
But
what does hypnosis work for? Actually,
he does, well,
anything you want it to be. Crazy. And he told us, you know, like he can't make you do anything you don't want to do. But apparently.
They kind of can.
They kind of can. It's wild. That scares me a little
bit.
But what if I tell you I want to do it?
Yeah.
But in my heart, I don't want to.
That's if he goes through with it. Yeah. Like, I know the therapy part was I was listening to his therapy stuff 3 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was affecting me.
That's how they get you.
Right.
But it was, no, I mean, he gave me a recording. It's free. So, I mean, once you do it, like,
that's
it's
awesome.
Part of it.
Yeah.
But, like... Yeah, I know other people who've done hypnosis for cigarette smoking. They said never touch it again.
Wow.
He's resorted to gum. That was his first thing. Okay. He's on the patch.
Yeah.
And then he's resorted to the Trident.
It's
realm.
Crazy.
And
how
he tried
addicting.
Binge eating. Mm-hmm. I tried like bringing him sweets and cookies. He's a pumpkin pie fanatic.
Oh, I love
so,
pumpkin pie. Shit is amazing.
You know, and I'm so worried because I'm like, okay, we were walking down the hallway and looking at this photo of us as a family at
mm-hmm.
Disneyland last year for my 30th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And we just stopped for a second, and we're like, God, we were fat. We were so fat last year. And
pictures
I
are the one, like,
they,
tell-all.
Oh, and I just look at that picture every day, and I'm like, you are a piece of shit.
Oh, God.
Work your ass off today, Rochelle. Like, get Whoa. Some.
That's yeah, for me, it's been lately. I've had a lot of auditions lately, and having to look at my video as I'm editing it.
Yeah.
I'm like, you son of a bitch.
Style.
Yeah.
It's all about styling. It's all about clothing.
No, mm-hmm. because they have me, I'm supposed to turn around in these two. And I'm like, oh, I'm so much bigger.
Yeah.
Long lines.
Anyway.
Long lines.
But then when you show up, they're like, oh, yeah, look at you. I mean, they do. They look at like, you okay. Acting, yeah, you feel like a piece of meat because they're like, okay, turn around.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, they want a side view.
It's why I'm not in stand-up, and it's why I'm not an actor. I can't handle the rejection. With a microphone, I can scream whatever the fuck I want. You can't tell me I'm fat, or I get to throw you out.
But what you're saying about, like, you're saying about what goes in your body is, so now I'm, because I was also, part of the soda was weaning me off of caffeine, because I don't drink coffee.
Oh.
And so I'm 7 days now without caffeine.
Wow.
All. And so, I went to tea, and then.
Right.
So
Herba mate.
But here's the thing. I've done this before where I went like 9 months without any caffeine, and I wake up with more energy now.
Uh-huh.
Like, even just after a week of like, oh, the body adjusts and goes, okay, no, you need to do this. And I'm already feeling better.
Right.
That's
awesome. That's good.
We had some chicken today. We had a piece of fried chicken tonight for dinner, and I'm like, I feel awful now.
It's funny.
Oh,
yeah. When you start putting things.
So fast.
Yeah. Oh, once you eat so healthy for like.
I got so sick. Once I had like a weak cheat.
Oh my God, right?
I went on a bender, like a fast food bender, just because like,
horrible.
Oh my God, give me all the MSG
right?
and shove it in my mouth. And then felt like the worst human being for
right.
2 weeks.
When I did like, I went like 15 months mm-hmm. before I had like McDonald's. And the first
Dude.
Time I had it, I was like, this is disgusting.
Man.
Oh my God.
It doesn't
it's
even
horrible.
Taste like food anymore.
No, it doesn't.
You have to retrain,
but I was like, you know
retrain
what?
The power
no,
from
I'm going to enjoy this again. And I just kept eating it and eating it until like, yeah.
Dude,
this is candy.
You know what? I did that. So I stopped with McDonald's and like literally I had it and I had to go make myself throw up, man. It was that bad. It just like I felt off. Like, it was gross.
Yes, everything changes. Your
really
mood
does.
Changes.
Mm-hmm.
Your energy levels change. Your libido changes. It's amazing after you have retrained the powerful programming mechanism that is your brain to understanding that the stuff you put in your body should be fuel and you should be treating it with premium because you don't get to upgrade it like a car.
Dude,
it's the only one.
It's hard. Okay.
It's so hard. It's the hardest thing we'll ever do in life.
I mean, I have addiction. I have food addiction.
Me too. I'm
so
a foodie.
Not that kind of food addiction.
Oh, I love food. Like, I'll eat to the point where I'm like
do
nauseous.
Do you think about it?
I do. Sometimes I'm like, oh man,
all
if
day,
I could just have like a cheesecake.
All day,
or,
no, all like all literally all day. Like, I walked by mm-hmm. a soda machine earlier today.
Yeah.
And I've not stopped thinking about the taste of a Coke.
Oh shit!
All day,
man.
I just,
it's crazy how
episode,
like
I'm just thinking about it and going like.
It's funny how sugar like just triggers your, like, it just, it rewires your brain, man.
A lot of those food connections are emotionally charged.
Yeah.
We don't really think about it.
Love chocolate cake.
How emotionally connected we are. Meat and bacon. It's an emotional thing because as a kid, there were so many kids in the house, and my parents were poor, so there was never enough bacon.
Right.
And now,
oh my God.
Like, as an adult, I ate all the bacon.
Oh,
like,
God, right.
Fuck it. We're going to just. Fry all of bacon. It. Just stick it all in there. Every piece.
It's so wild to me.
You just blew my mind.
You're emotionally connected.
I didn't.
You never had.
We were poor.
Your go-to foods. Yeah, yeah.
We couldn't have anything.
And now you want it in abundance. Same thing with people who, like my sister, had a thing. And each one of my siblings has something.
Yeah, yeah.
With my sister Mary, it's clothing. She always had secondhand clothes because she was the youngest. So now, because she works in retail, she's number one in credit sales.
Right.
She is the most fabulous looking diva you've ever seen in your life. Oh, my God. Women can dress.
It's crazy. I mean, that's the same thing with me and my sister. It's like we were so used to living paycheck to paycheck with our mom that it's like now we just save everything. And it's like my wife's like, you know, we got to spend – we got to enjoy it while we're here. We can't just save it all.
I wanted good food. I hated that everything was in a can and everything was cheap. And so now my fridge is consistently stocked with premium shit. And it drives my mom insane. She's heartbroken for it. She gets it.
Yeah.
She sees it. She acknowledges it.
Do you go see what you did to me?
No. I know.
Look at this fridge.
You know, my birthday's tomorrow and I got the annual, like, well, 31 years ago today, your grandparents were leaving for dinner, and I was getting pain in my stomach and had to leave for the hospital and love you, you know? And at 6:14 tomorrow morning, I'll get the phone call. It's like,
I love it.
This time, 31 years ago, I was in excruxiating pain, and I love you.
That's exactly like, what my mom does. She's like, at 1:15 in the afternoon.
Does she call you?
She does.
I was born at an ungodly early time.
Mine was afternoon, so I don't.
Yeah,
think
you know, 6:14 a.m. just ain't right because sometimes my birthday lands on a Saturday,
right?
Or you know,
you just
a day in which I was out the night before or up.
Still up in
whatever. Still up doing stuff. It is my birthday. Who knows what I'm doing? Why are you calling me this early? Oh, right. Thank you. I love you too.
Oh, that's great. So where can our fans pick up the album?
The new album they will be able to pick up on iTunes, Amazon.
Hey,
okay.
Why aren't you? You're not on Spotify.
I am.
Wait, I looked up Rochelle DeBell.
Rochelle DeBell isn't. Dr. Luna is.
Okay.
But I have an organization that promotes female musicians called Bitches Be Rockin'.
Nice.
And it showcases female musicians all over the West Coast, and we have another showcase that's going to be happening here at the end of April at the Skylark in West Seattle.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And it's featuring a CD release of the band called The People Now. They're a nonprofit humanitarian band organization, and they are putting out a record, I kid you not, that is unlike anything that's ever been put out of Seattle.
Nice.
And I was fortunate enough to be hired to be on this record.
Okay.
I'm on the last tune, and they've asked me to perform the song live, which I don't really know how that's going to happen because it took me hours to get it right in the studio. But we'll figure it out. And the show features Jamie Novosky, which is a staple here. Jamie's a wonderful woman I've been playing with for a few years now. And she also has a metal group called Witchburn. So we kind of connect that we both have blues and we both have metal projects. We're kind of feeding both sides of our wolves.
Nice, okay.
Feeding both wolves inside. And then Sun Mother, who's actually a new band, but incredibly talented. They have a female bassist named Katrina, who is a very cool and very awesome success story of a person. And she's so young. She just turned 21, and she has been through it already and has already come out on top. And just hit the pavement running. And her band... it's compiled of three. They're a three piece, and they share. They have a room in the old Rainier Brewing Company building where the Jam Fest rehearses, and so we are excited to have them because they're new and they're out on the scene, and they already have good support just because they're good people. They do good things, and their friends are supportive, and so it'll be good to have all of that together. And Natalie Kinsall, who's a brand new female vocalist in Seattle. I found her at an open mic, fell in love with her.
Nice.
She actually was one of those people that thought I was serious and called me back and was like, yeah, I'd love to be on the show. I'm like, great, because we really actually wanted to have you.
Great.
So it'll be a good lineup. There's lots of Dagna Celestia is the bassist for The People Now.
Okay.
And so
and where can people pick up tickets? Just online or
no, it's live. Only
live.
At the door.
Okay.
Absolutely. If we do ticket sales, they will be on thepeoplenow.com.
Okay.
Okay, so the date?
April 28th.
April 28th. Okay.
At the Skylark.
You heard it.
Ooh, Skylark.
They just be rocking presents kind of thing. And the Skylark also in association with.
I'm loving the women movement.
We should do a black version of that.
We should.
When totally
we
call it
the N words be last. You know I'm half white because I say N words.
N words, yeah. It's so funny. I try to say N words too. I never say like. Yeah.
So you work at a bank.
Yeah. I'm too appropriate.
Okay. Cool. Well, thanks so much.
Thank you for being on this.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you guys. This was a lot of fun.
We'll have to have a part two of this. This is
definitely. Definitely. Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
All right. Black and a half.
Black and a half.
Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by to receive our transmission. Join us.